here's a story from The World.
South African caster Semenya won the 800-meter run at the Rio Olympics in 2016.
2 meters in front of the top of the lane. Semenya running for gold now in front of Nian Saba and Bishop and Wambui, but she's left the others in her wake, and caster Semenya is going to do what most people thought she would do in the 800, and she runs away and wins it brilliantly. In second placing, Nian Saba, the bronze.
A ruling handed down yesterday, though, says caster Semenya won't get to defend her title at next year's Olympics unless she takes medication to lower her testosterone levels. Semenya has a genetic condition that elevates the level of male sex hormones in her body. A new rule instituted in 2018 disqualifies her from competing internationally because of that condition. Semenya has been fighting that rule since it was passed and just lost her second appeal. Gregory Knott is one of her attorneys and joins us from Johannesburg. Thanks very much for being with us, Gregory. You've been at caster's side through this whole process. What's your reaction to this ruling?
Look, we were very disappointed, naturally, to get the ruling that we have. However, just the past has shown us that 7% of CAS rulings have really been overturned by the Supreme Court. And so the odds were stacked against us. Yes, we were disappointed. Were we completely flabbergasted? No. I mean, at the end of the day, this is the dignity of caster. And would a judgment like this be found against a male runner? Would it be found against, let's say, a European runner? Would we find ourselves in the same position?
Have you spoken to caster, and how is she feeling about this?
She's very positive. She spoke, this is her quote, "The doors are closed but not locked." And so she sees opportunity, whether it be legal means, alternatively, track means, athletic means, of still fighting back and of still making her presence felt amongst competitors.
Tell us more about the 2018 rule about testosterone levels that triggered all of this. Why was that rule established in the first place?
Well, very simply put, it was seen as an advantage. So that particular ruling was to negate or try and create a fairness within the complete section of runners under a women's race. And for that reason, a particular level was as a cutoff, as it were. Anyone above that level had to have hormonal or surgical interventions to ensure that their testosterone levels were dropped. Now, one would argue, you know, did Phelps have to have his feet cut off because he had bigger feet when he swam a distance than the other swimmers? She was born as a woman, and she competed as such.
So is that your argument when you initially appealed that rule on behalf of caster, that she was born this way, she is female, et cetera?
Well, partly, and a large part of the appeal went to the human dignity and human rights of caster and the effects of these regulations upon her dignity, upon her self-image, and a whole variety of other human rights issues as well.
What are caster Semenya's options at this point? And is taking this medication to lower her testosterone in order to qualify something she's considering?
Never. She won't do it. Period. That's it. Never. You'll never find her do it. She's absolutely strong-willed, and there's absolutely no ways that she'll take any medicine or hormonal interventions at all physically. She testified as much, and she said as much publicly, so you won't find her do that, no.
So, Gregory, I know you've been representing caster pro bono. Why is her case important to you? Why do you continue to fight for her?
I see the will of caster. I see her indomitable spirit. I see her as a person, as a human being, and I think that really strikes a chord. It resonates, and I identify with her in so many ways. I see the love of our country for her. I see the, you know, one thing I really hate are bullies, and I've always hated them since I was a young schoolboy. So I can't stand it, and I don't like the lean on, quite frankly. I've seen the lean on her since I first represented her 10 years ago, and that really riles me up. And I was involved in activist law many years ago, decades ago, and it's within my very being. And caster for me resonates, and she's not only a client but a family friend and part of the family. So for me, I'm very passionate about her. I love the way she holds herself and carries herself. And if you knew South Africa and where she came from, and the fight that she's actually had to do and take, would be an extraordinary story that she has told, and it deserves telling. Because it's such a such an example for others, and not only others in South Africa, but others who want the opportunity in the rest of the world. You know, you want to see justice done at the end of the day, and you want to see fair play. So there is a sense of being robbed.
Gregory Knott in Johannesburg. He's one of the attorneys who represents South African Olympian Caster Semenya. Good luck, Gregory. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate all your support. Thank you.